conference record has joined the conference.
Hello again, this is Heather Van Cura, and we're back to talk to our next spec lead. So we're talking about JSR 365, CDI 2.0, and we have Antoine Sabot-Durand from Red Hat on the line, who is a co-spec lead for CDI 2.0. Thanks for joining us, Antoine.
Thanks for the invitation. Yeah. It's nice.
So I know there's a lot of interest off the JSR members about your JSR, but and most people have heard about it, but maybe you could take a little bit of time to just share about the JSR, and then we'll move on to some questions about specifically about how Adopt the JSR participants can contribute.
Yeah. Okay. So we started the JSR at the beginning of the JSR in September. Today we have a nice extra group, but it's still open. People want to join, we'll talk about it later, but it's always open. So about CDI 2, our main goal is to bring CDI to Java SE, so we keep the Java EE, of course, specification, but to have in the spec the possibility to boot CDI in Java SE. We also want to add some asynchronous operation in CDI 2, especially for eventing. So in CDI, there is an event bus. Today, this event bus in the current CDI version is synchronous, so you have to wait for all the observer to have treated the event to continue your code. Tomorrow we want to be able to have a mechanism like fire and forget and things like that. So we are working on this very early right now. We also want to provide a kind of subspec of CDI, a kind of CDI light to be able to provide CDI for let's say constraint environment, like embedded environment, and to have a CDI without all the advanced stuff, especially all the AOP stuff, the intersector, decorator, and the AV context stuff in the specification. So we are working on this CDI-like version to provide this. And we also have a lot of little enhancements on all the AOP stuff, on the SPI stuff around CDI. Regarding the specification and the expert group, we have a lot of people coming from a lot of places. There are people from other companies. Of course, Red Hat is giving the specification. I'm working with Pete Meir, which is the overall spec lead and specification. But we have people from the community, a lot of people from the community. You can see the list of people on the screen right now. And, of course, people from Oracle and other company on the GCP. And other editor like Tribe or Oracle, of course. And we have a very open policy in our specification. So we have a mailing list. You can have all the information regarding the mailing list and things like that on our website, which is cdi-spec.org. And on this website, you will have all the information to join the mailing list. Here we have directly the mailing list subscription. You'll have, here is the Jira the Jira website. The official website for CDI is, you've got it on the Jira page here. It's the, you have the URL, you know, you see in the header. You have the cdi-spec.org. CDI. That's it. So we
try. Okay, there it is. Yeah, we're seeing it here now.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yes. So we try to keep hot news on the homepage. That's bad because the hot news now is around 2 months. 2 months ago, but I intend to update it during the weekend now. We organize the work on CDI2 around workshop. As you see, we have 7 or 8 workshops. There are a few more now on the big part of the CDI stuff we want to address. So for each of these workshops, we have a document. It's kind of work document. Everything right now is under Google Drive. So people can read ideas of other people, contribute, add their comments, add their part if they want to add their ideas. And in the process, we will take this idea and start to refine them and go in much detailed stuff about this idea. But we are working like we were in a funnel mode, you know. We are gathering all the ideas and we are filtering them to be sure to not miss a good idea in the process. So right now we are working on those workshop documents. So the idea behind the workshop is to be able to have a casual contributor on the specification. So if people cannot join the expert group and don't want to join the expert group, they still can bring their feedback, their ideas to the specification through this document or through the mailing list or through the IRC meeting we have each week. It's on Wednesday each week to be sure to give the right time on the right time zone. It's 5 p.m. GMT each week. So you can join us on the IRC. You have all the information on the website joining the IRC. So right now, there are about, let's say, 7 or 8 people very active on the specification. With the evolution of all the work around the CDI, we'll have more fine-grained tasks in the coming weeks. So people that want to contribute concrete things will be able to start to provide their work. So there are steps in the process and everyone is welcome to join, and I think everyone can participate to CDI, because if you're not very expert on CDI, you can still give your ideas around the asynchronous stuff or the new things in Java 8, for instance, that could be useful for CDI. We have a lot of discussion around that too. And in the second time, when we will have all the precise tasks on the spec, the more advanced user could also will be also able to participate to spec and start writing or start contributing to the reference implementation. I will add a few words about it in a few minutes. The reference implementation or the TCK, because we always need people on this as well. Regarding the reference implementation, which is JBoss World, we have a very dynamic team here that try to provide snapshots of the reference implementation for CDI2 every month. So we are discussing about ideas, and the people on the reference implementation team try to provide a proof of concept of this idea in a snapshot of this. So right now there is a version of Weld, which is Weld Alpha 3, if I'm not wrong. That takes some idea we already discussed about pre-routine events, about asynchronous events. So you can try the code and see how it feels to use the code and give your feedback. So, of course, all the things in this alpha, there is no guarantee that the things in this alpha will be in the final release, but it's a way to have a real experience with the new stuff we want to have in the specification. And I think it's a nice thing because it's very concrete. So you can grab information on the web site, which is web.cdi-spec.org.
Oh, Antoine, so where for right now for the Adopt the JSR members, so maybe we can add that on the JCP community tab, that particular area where they can download the reference implementation and try it out and give you feedback. You're saying that's something that people can do right now. That's what I'm hearing you say. Is that correct?
Yeah. So
okay.
What? Sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, I said that sounds great. That's kind of, you know, what I'm hoping that the Adopt the JSR leaders can get out of this call today is what can they do right now to help with participating in the CDI development?
So to help us, right now you are on this page. Go to the CDI 2.0 news, the last tab here. You have the list of the workshop documents in this tab. You have a table with all the workshop documents. So you can go to these workshop documents, for instance, read the work that has been done. By default, you can suggest stuff. If you have a Google account, you can sign, and you can suggest stuff or comment the documents. And if you want to add things, you only have to ask the right to add your contribution. I mean, we will give you the right. So it's a working document. It's a kind of draft. And you can go on this draft and read it and add your input on this document. That's the first aspect you can work on.
Okay. Yes, very good.
I should say that right now it's the most important step we can do around CDI because the work on the reference implementation is more internal at the moment because we don't have exact or very final steps to add to the reference implementation. But in a second time, I think it will be I should say in the second quarter of next year, we will have very precise work to do in the reference implementation. So people will be very welcome to bring their contribution on this new feature. The real work is here.
Very good. Well, I guess we'll check in with you in the new year as we get a little bit further along in the process, but I really appreciate you sharing today with the leaders a little bit more about your plans for JSR 365 and areas where you're looking for feedback now. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.